From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea has launched a long-range rocket in defiance of the United Nations Security Council. North Korea launched the rocket early Sunday in what most in the international community suspect is a banned test of missile technology. Pyongyang had announced earlier this week the rocket it planned to launch would put a satellite in orbit. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA the launch had taken place and that the U.S. was tracking the situation. NORAD said that at no time was the missile a threat to North America. In Washington, National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the United States condemns the launch and will take all necessary steps to defend itself and its allies. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a statement the United States would continue to work with the UN Security Council to hold North Korea accountable. Reuters news agency reports the United States, Japan, and South Korea have requested an emergency meeting Sunday of the UN Security Council to discuss the launch. The rocket's liftoff comes after last month's nuclear test that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the United States and others. Rescuers in Taiwan say they have found signs of life in a residential high-rise which collapsed in Saturday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake. Rescue crews believe that life-detecting equipment, that is, had found signs of life from at least 29 people trapped inside the apartment building in the city of Tainan. Rescuers have pulled more than 240 survivors from the ruins. Local emergency officials say that an estimated 132 people are still missing. At least 18 people were killed in the earthquake. This is VOA News.